All right, everybody, welcome back. You know how we do things here.
Deep dive.
Deep dives. Exactly.
Oh, that's right.
And today we're diving into something pretty important for anyone.
Yeah.
Running a business in California.
Especially in California.
Especially in California, and that is?
Wage and hour.
Wage and hour.
Wage and hour laws.
Laws, yes. These are famously complex and, you know.
They are.
Easy to get tripped up on, even if you...
Even if you think you're doing everything right.
Exactly.
So,
and the stakes are high.
The stakes are very high. So we're going to talk about what exactly wage theft is, because I think people think of it as like, you know, not paying people at all.
Right. Just not paying people.
But it's a lot more.
There's a lot more to it than that. Yeah. It could be anything from, you know, unpaid overtime to missed meal breaks.
Yeah.
Illegal deductions from paychecks. Misclassifying employees as independent contractors.
Yeah. All sorts of things.
And, you know, California, as we said, is very strict.
Why is that?
Well, California has, you know, historically been a champion of workers' rights.
Yeah.
And so that commitment to protecting workers is really woven into the fabric of the state's legal system.
Okay.
And it has resulted in some of the strongest labor protections
and that's
in the country.
That comes with some pretty hefty consequences.
Consequences can be devastating for businesses, you know?
Yeah.
We're talking about back pay penalties, legal fees. It can add up very quickly and seriously impact your bottom line.
So,
not to mention reputational damage.
No cutting corners.
No.
When it comes to...
Not worth it.
This stuff. So... Let's get into some practical steps that our listeners can take to make sure that they're protected.
Absolutely. One of the most important things is accurate timekeeping.
And, I mean, going beyond basic tracking, you know, think about whether your current system would actually hold up in a California audit.
Like in a court of law.
Yeah. Are you using software that's specifically designed for compliance with California law? Are you meticulously tracking every minute of work, every break, every instance of overtime?
Okay, so really buttoned up.
That time.
Timekeeping is
absolutely
key. And then the other thing that I know is a real headache for a lot of people is classifying your workers.
Yes. This is a huge one.
Correctly.
Yeah.
What's the biggest thing to keep in mind there?
So, you know, the line between an employee and an independent contractor can be blurry.
Right.
But misclassifying someone can open you up to a lot of legal issues. So, you know, for example, let's say you run a catering business and you've been classifying your delivery drivers as independent contractors.
Right.
In California, that could be a real problem.
Okay.
The state has very specific tests to determine worker classification. And those tests are really weighted towards classifying workers as employees.
Interesting. So even if it seems like someone
might be
an independent contractor, California's
California might say no.
Yep.
That person's an employee.
That's a good thing for our listeners to
very important.
Remember.
Absolutely. And another area where things can get really complicated is overtime.
Right. Because I know in California it's not just about hitting that 40-hour
a
week mark.
It's not just about the federal 40-hour a week overtime rule. California also has a daily overtime threshold.
Okay.
So if an employee works over 8 hours in a single day, that's considered overtime, even if they don't exceed 40 hours in the week.
Oh, wow.
So let's say, you know, one of your employees pulls a double shift, works 10 hours in a day.
Okay.
You need to pay them overtime for those extra 2 hours, even if their total hours for the week are under 40.
So that daily threshold is...
It's a big one.
Really something to keep in mind.
Absolutely.
And what about things like meal and rest breaks?
Yeah, these are also really important.
Yeah.
California is very specific about meal and rest break requirements. Employees are entitled to an uninterrupted 30-minute meal break for every 5 hours worked and a 10-minute paid rest break for every 4 hours worked.
And uninterrupted, you mean like they can't be...
I do mean uninterrupted.
Checking their email?
Yeah, no answering a work call or checking emails during a break.
Wow.
That could be considered a violation.
I bet a lot of businesses.
I'm sure.
Unintentionally.
Wow. Unintentionally violate those rules all the time.
Yeah, good reminder to make sure that you're...
Double check your policy.
On top of it. So we've covered timekeeping, classification, overtime, breaks.
Yeah.
Any other advice before we...
You know, don't underestimate the importance of clear communication with your employees.
Okay.
So provide employees with detailed written policies, you know, offer comprehensive training
right.
and establish a clear process for addressing any wage and hour questions or concerns.
So just being really
thick in communication.
Open and transparent with your
employees. Exactly. Can go a long way in helping you identify and correct potential issues before they escalate into something bigger.
Totally. So to recap for our listeners today, California's wage and hour laws are complex.
They are.
But taking the time to understand them
yes.
and implementing the right strategies can protect you and your business from
really
serious consequences.
Yeah, I would encourage every listener to take a close look at their current practices.
Yeah.
And just think about, you know, are there any areas where you could tighten things up?
Right.
Would you benefit from maybe getting some legal advice?
Yeah.
It's always better to be proactive than reactive when it comes to wage and hour law.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, everyone, and we've included some additional resources in the show notes.
Yes.
So be sure to check those out if you want to go even deeper on any of this stuff. And remember, staying informed about changes in the law is an ongoing process.
It is.
So make sure you're keeping up with any updates to California's wage and hour.
To those regulations?
Regulations. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.